I want to welcome in Stu Holden. Now, we taped this before the women's USA-France Women's World Cup match. We're taping this on Friday morning. So we will not talk about that. I will with Stu Holden, the Fox Soccer host and analyst, a former World Cup member, a former Gold Cup member, MLS as well, Houston Dynamo. I'm going to bring him on. U.S. men Wednesday beat Panama 1-0 in the Gold Cup. Next up is Curaçao. And if you're listening Saturday morning, that is tomorrow night in Philadelphia on FS1. And Stu knows of my growing love for all things soccer. And I want to start with the U.S. men beating Panama 1-0 in the Gold Cup, mostly with a second and third unit. They've now advanced to the Gold Cup quarters, and that will be, again, this is Friday, but for our listeners, Saturday, that'll be tomorrow against Curaçao on FS1. So I want to start with this, Stu. Let's go back to the loss to Trinidad Tobago, the failing Jurgen Klinsmann. They cleaned the program out. Now we are how many months away from that are we? 15, 18 months. That's the bottom to me in the last 15 years. That feels like rock bottom to me. Did it feel like rock bottom, U.S. men's national team, to you?
It certainly did. And I, to your point, I hope it's rock bottom. I hope it can't get any worse than that, because surely when we look back, and I remember where I was on that day, and that's one of those moments in soccer history in this country where you're going to be saying to your kids in 15, 20 years, I remember where I was when I watched the U.S. lose to Trinidad and not qualify for a World Cup. And the hope is, as you said, that the program clean out after Jurgen Klinsmann and Bruce Arena, that this team and this program, I mean, I'm talking top to bottom on the men's side, especially with U.S. soccer, that they've had a serious look. There's a new president. There's a new general manager. There's a new coach. I mean, they have turned over every rock possible to try and figure out why this happened and to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And the program is on its way back. But as you know as well, you watch every game. The fans aren't in love with this team right now. And the fans are looking for a reason to care again. And why should they care about a team that has broken their hearts and that hasn't been winning games? So that's the job and the mission, as Greg Berhalter, the coach of the U.S. men's national team, calls it. He said they're on a mission to restore respect for this program, not just domestically, but around the world.
Yeah, historically, the U.S. has dominated in this group stage of the Gold Cup. They've won the group 14 times in 15 Gold Cup tournaments. Now, this was impressive. They outscored their opponents 11-0. Let's start with Greg Berhalter. And compare him to Jurgen Klinsmann. Look at the two and the new guy. What's he do differently?
They could not be more diametrically opposed, the two coaches. I mean, Jurgen Klinsmann as a player, his playing career is second to very few. You know, he has won a World Cup as a player. He's played in big leagues. He coached Germany to a third place finish in the World Cup in 2006. He came in, we had high expectations, high hope, big name, big brand, big money contract. He was going to turn this program around. Instead, you know, we got out of the group in 2014, and then it just fell apart from there. And Jurgen was known as more of a manager as opposed to a coach. He was less of a tactician. He had less of a studious approach to the game, whereas Greg Berhalter is still relatively unproven as a coach. I mean, he's coached a little bit in Major League Soccer, but he is a coach that has played in the World Cup and represented the United States. He has a long history as a player with this team, and now he comes in as a coach, a younger coach with a younger group of players, and he's going for a more methodical and tactical approach and a disciplined approach, and ultimately just trying to make this more American, to try and restore. One of the biggest criticisms of this team was that they forgot and they stopped feeling the pride of wearing that shirt again and what it means to represent your country and to every time you're representing not just yourself, but every American out there. And I think you're starting to see a little bit more of that in this team, a little bit more of what we expect when we look at an American team on the field, that this team is, you know, is going to fight, that they're going to, you know, really go out in every day and show that in every game.
Now, the Gold Cup is not part of World Cup qualifying. It was kind of created, my understanding, to make some people money. But I do enjoy it. And it's a chance generally for the United States men's national team to flex. There's two or three things we know, in my opinion, we know about the United States men's national team now. Christian Pulisic is our star. He's already established in Europe, from Dortmund now to Chelsea this coming season. And we also know we have two very capable veterans in Michael Bradley in the center and Jozy Altidore. My question, though, Bradley and Altidore, it's very clear that Burkhalter, he's bringing in his guys. It's kind of a youth movement. He wants to build this puppy so it peaks. All these young guys will be 19, 20, 21 at the next World Cup in Qatar. Will Michael Bradley and Jozy Altidore, in your opinion, along with Pulisic, will those be sort of the three names, the three leaders of that team? Or do you believe there's going to be sort of a segue away from Bradley, who's a step slower now, less reliance on Altidore? How do you see? We know Christian Pulisic is in. How do you see Altidore and Michael Bradley going forward the next 2 years?
Well, the next 2 years, I think that these two players will still be a big part of this team. I haven't, and the reason I say that, Colin, and they shouldn't be. We should have had, as the United States, we should have developed some players at this point that in those positions that are ready now to take the reins from those guys. But as we always say, and has always been, there's a changing of the guard. But the changing of the guard doesn't happen just purely based on an age or a number. It happens when the player behind you is better than you and consistently outplays you and has earned it on merit. Nobody at this point, you could say, especially at the position Michael Bradley plays, there's nobody better right now. There's a young player, Tyler Adams, who is not the type. He's not the exact type of mold of in that number six position that the coach wants. So he's plugging in guys that he thinks fit his system. Tyler Adams might be able to be that guy if you change a few things around him. So, and then we have this young, we have a striker in Josh Sargent who's playing in the Bundesliga but hasn't played many games. He's 19 years old. He's still young. He's not quite ready. So I think it's more of a, it's going to be a slow changing of the guard. If you had to ask me to put money on if I thought Jozy Altidore would be at the World Cup in 2022, I would say yes. If you had to ask me to put money on Michael Bradley, I would say yes also. And I wouldn't be putting money on them starting, though. I would be putting them money as being part of this group.
Yeah, Altidore clearly has a physical presence. Bradley is, you know, athletically, he's not the player he was probably 4 to 6 years ago. But again, I think he does have a presence. And, you know, like Clint Dempsey at the end, that matters when you're surrounded by young players. Now, Pulisic, and I'm no soccer expert, but I saw him at 17, and I said on the air, okay, that's our Magic Johnson. He can score 20. He can have 20 assists. This is a guy that can score. He can assist. This feels like a special player. The other young player that jumps out to me in just in terms of skill is Weston McKennie. I don't know, however, Stu, when I watch Greg Berhalter's system, I don't know where he fits in it. So let's start with Weston's talent and where he fits going forward, because I do think he jumps through the TV screen. I think he's a special player.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I actually did a segment on this heading into this tournament of, in Greg Berhalter's system, where does Weston McKennie fit best? Because he's not a number 10 like Pulisic. And I agree with you. Pulisic is by far and away the best player on this team. Nobody can do what he does. I remember when he's come on your show a couple times and you ranting and raving and comparing him. I mean, he's got it all. We need to build this team around him.
Right.
But for McKennie, it's interesting. Greg Berhalter coming into this tournament, the position that he had him, he actually made a couple little changes to his system within the game, even against Trinidad, to pull Weston a little bit deeper and have him facing the field and allow him to maximize that skill set that you mentioned.
Yes.
So good technically to be able to fight. And also, I love this kid because he's got a huge personality, and you're going to get to know more and more about him over the years to come. But, he's the first one when Trinidad and Tobago kick one of his teammates. He's in a guy's face, and he just shows an intensity, and he can get around the field. He can connect passes. And I think Greg Berhalter is learning more about him, having worked with him. And it's pleasing for me to see that he's putting him in a position to maximize that by just making a little change to his system. So that's good that Greg Berhalter is not just fully set on this is 100% the way we're going to play.
The U.S. will face Curaçao quarters Sunday in Philadelphia, 8 Eastern on FS1. You know, I think we're at a stage. It's – You know, it's like it's a very early dating stage with our team, in that there's a feeling out process. There's a couple of things I know. As you said, Altidore and Bradley will be there. I know Pulisic will be our star. Weston McKennie will be somewhere involved. One of my complaints, you know, I know John Brooks, by the way, who's now kind of dealing with an injury. He'll be in the on the back end. That those things I know. Do you think right now, if you told Burkhalter, all right, how many things do you believe in his mind are set going forward? Or do you think this is really an exploratory stage for the next 2 years?
I think, and I hope we're getting closer and closer. I mean, for Greg Berhalter as well, this is his first time as an international coach. I mean, we've talked to him multiple times throughout the tournament, and he's saying, I've never had to deal with, you know, the third game in the tournament. We're already through. What do I do? Do I change my lineup? How do I balance quarterfinals, semifinals? So he's learning and feeling this process out as well. I think he's also finding out, to your point, who are my horses? Who am I going to ride through this process? And you named pretty much everybody. I'll throw in Tyler Adams, another guy who missed this tournament through injury.
Now, he played in the MLS in New York. I saw him live once. Most people like yourself, Stu, believe he's the next breakout star. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be the next captain of this team. No doubt. And you know, he's figuring out, who are my horses? Who can I build into that? I think looking at our youth programs, because you start to think it forward, and you and I talked about this yesterday, you know, just the younger soccer is getting at the elite level. And so who from our under-17s, our under-20s, our under-23 team is going to really emerge? You always expect a couple of those players to go through that cycle and to participate in World Cup qualifying and then go to the World Cup. So I think we could probably expect 3 or 4 starters that we don't know about in this men's national team yet. And that's what I think Greg Berhalter, like to your point, is it's a little bit of exploring, but a little bit of, okay, I kind of know what my squad is going to look like over the next year and a half.
Now, you were in a Gold Cup. Let's say we won the Gold Cup. Does it matter within the ranks of the United States men's national team? It is a flex. But, you know, it does feel like if you do win this in the fashion we're playing, as we discover our next great goalie, our next great star, our next potentially really good coach, does winning the Gold Cup matter to you?
It does, because of where this program is. And I as a fan, I mean, I take my analyst hat off for a second. As a fan, it's been hard to watch this and been hard to support this team. And
the last year has been painful. It's been emotionally painful.
It 100% is. And, you know, we all, as much as we still have to be, you know, on air and talk the way that we do and analyze this team, it has been painful. It's almost been disheartening. I mean, the game the other night, John and I did against Venezuela. We lost 3-0, Colin, to Venezuela. And I'm up in the booth and just think, I wasn't having fun. It was one of the harder games I've had to do. And so I want to see this team win again. I want to see them lift the trophy. And for me, like you said, early stages of dating, you want to fall in love with this team again. And it's going to take more than the Gold Cup, because we talked about it right at the top of this, the bottom moment for this program. A Gold Cup's not going to bring you back. It's going to have to be a slow dating process, little victories along the way. And then ultimately, globally, for us to be respected again as a soccer country, we have to do well in the World Cup. That's the only chance. That's the only measuring stick when it comes to global soccer.
Fox Soccer host and analyst, finally, Stu Holden. When officially does World Cup qualifying begin for Qatar?
It starts sometime in the fall. You have this CONCACAF Nations League qualifying, so they changed the format a little bit, and you go through, you know, the United States are in their first mini group with, I believe it's Canada, and I don't have the other team off the top of my head right now. And then it becomes, you know, year and a half process of going through that and then hopefully heading towards Qatar, because it's no longer a given that the United States are going to be there. You would be naive to just say, oh, the U.S. will get through this and they're going to be in Qatar. So it's interesting. I'm ready for this thing to get going. It's when you really find out about this team and who's got enough. And that's crunch time. And it's going to be where Greg Berhalter is ultimately judged.
Stu, good talking to you, bud. Thank you.
Yeah, great catching up, Colin. Enjoying your soccer explosion, my man.
Thank you. By the way, the U.S. faces Curaçao, FS1, 8 Eastern in Philadelphia. That being, for our listeners now listening on Saturday, that will be tomorrow night.